Hey there, thank you for listening to Alt Latino. Journey into the creative process of stars like Alicia Keys and Miguel with Noteworthy, an intimate new documentary video series from NPR Music. Watch new episodes on Wednesdays at npr.org/noteworthy. Turn off my phone. Kids are always calling me. Right about now would be the time one of them would miss a bus.
When I used to school, my parents would make me take the train. And then I knew I was in for a smacking, like a chanclazo.
Well, you know, those chanclazos paid off.
No, come on. I don't advocate chanclazo violence. Also, it did not pay off because I'm always missing transportation.
Oh, chanclazos for nothing.
And your chicks for free.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
I love the video.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And we're going to take a look at some whole stack of new music that we have lined up. This is an old album, but it's a new video. We're going to listen to the song, and then we're going to talk about the video because it in and of itself is just special.
Yeah.
This is the great Colombian band Bomba Estéreo. Okay, Jasmine. Okay, right now, let's do that little dance she does in the video. Okay, with our hands, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
It's like this 10 or 11-year-old girl who is very quirky and weird and crazy hairdo and sparkly clothing. And like, she just goes through the world. Walking through the city, what looks like New York City.
It is New York, correct?
It is? Oh, yeah. Okay. And she's just dancing around and doing like the song title says, being herself. And it's really, really cute. We're going to have it on our website. It's npr.org/altlatino.
And I saw someone Facebook, and it's like a tribute to little brown girls everywhere. Because she's just so sure of herself. She goes through these couple of different situations where like, uh-oh, she's going to get in trouble. She just like, boom, walks through.
Yeah, what's and people up, look dudes? At her like she's weird and like, what are you doing? And she's just like, I'm being myself.
Great song.
Yeah.
Soy Yo, Bomba Estéreo, and don't miss the video. These are some friends of ours. This is the producer who calls himself the Mexican Institute of Sound, Entoy Selecta. And this is a track called 1986.
Yeah, MC Light, select that light show, come on now. When I rock that flow, when I get that feeling, see everybody know when I step in the building, it's neon lights, all right, nonstop. Working day and night like the king of pop. Never flip-flopping, tip-top, shake my hip-hop. I wear a fake from the Eiffel Tower to the Golden State. They know I'm light, but still a heavyweight, come on. Live the life you love, that New York buzz. Make heads get up, look at that B-boy.
like Camilo Lara.
Camilo Lara, Mexican Institute of Sound and Toy Selecta.
He's like one of my favorite guys.
And one of your neighbors when you lived in Mexico City.
He was one of my neighbors. I stole a cigarette from him when I went to visit his house one time.
Mexico.
This next artist, I feel like you bring this artist every show, but maybe not.
Which one?
El Juri.
El Juri, the last time I brought her was when she had her last album out. It was about 3 years ago. You know, she's Ecuadorian. She has Lebanese background. She lives here in the United States. Great vocalist, great songwriter. But I'm really impressed also with her guitar technique. She is an amazing lead guitar player. And me, child of the 70s, it's all about lead guitar for me. This is the new record. It's called La Lucha. This track is called Luz Roja. Listen to the whole track, and at the end, she just wails on guitar, El Juri. You hear that? That's guitar.
Yes, I know. I'm just imagining you, like, spinning in, like, a cosmic haze when you listen to this.
Espérate, espera un momento.
Aceptar
That's some lead guitar. That was El Juri from the album La Lucha, and the track Luz Roja was some very, very nice lead guitar work underneath some great vocals. It's one of the new albums out that we're featuring this week on our show about new music. And I'm going to continue with the track that I brought in. I'm going to change it up just a little bit and dip our toes into a little bit of jazz, if that's okay. This is the Cuban pianist Omar Sosa, and he has a partnership, an ongoing partnership, with an Italian trumpeter named Paolo Fresso. Their new album is called Eros. This track is called My Soul, My Spirit, and I brought it in because it's this otherworldly track that features lyrics in Arabic from the vocalist Natasha Atlas, and it is something that sort of defies description, and I think that's what we do here on Alt Latino. We defy description, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear this track. This is called My Soul, My Spirit.
So, Fee, talk to me. This sounds more Middle Eastern traditional music than jazz. Like, what are the jazz elements we're hearing here?
The jazz elements are none. You know, because, and as,
okay.
As I said, you know, Omar Sosa and Paolo Fresso, they span genres, okay? If you have to classify either one of them, I guess jazz would be the most appropriate are closest, but they're really improvisational musicians. Omar Sosa is this Cuban pianist whose performances span like the traditional Cuban piano styles, but it's also spiritual. He has this spiritual essence about him that he gives offerings to the Santeria deities, and you never know what's going to come out and in what form. He's a fantastic, amazing performer, and when he performs with Paolo Fresso, the trumpet player, anything can happen, and their records are spectacular. This record, the new one out, is called Eros. You will not hear anything that you recognize, but then everything there is something you've heard before. I brought that in because it actually sort of transitions us into a slower part of the show.
Yeah, and also I'm glad that you brought this in because there's such a lifeline, a common vein between jazz music and hip-hop, you know, jazz and blues is kind of the forefather of hip hop. And next up, I have an artist, a New York-based artist, who is very celebratory of her Afro-Caribbean roots. And she does a lot of stuff with hip-hop and electronica and dance music. Princess Nokia, she just released a new album called 1992, which was like a really important year in hip-hop. And it's also the year she was born. And this is the song Green Line. And believe it or not, I hear some musical commonalities there, like just that like smooth, like very rich beat. You listen. Tell me if you agree.
I'm a big little kid. I'm the bottle we bib, the baby food lid, the nipple, the lid. And I did what I did, cause I live how I live. For $2.50, I could go anywhere I want. Even if they check my bags, I'm hiding weed from the cops. I was on a six, green line check. I was on a six. For $2.50, I could go anywhere I want. Even if they check my bags, I'm hiding weed from the cops. I was on a six, green line chick. I was on a six. For $2.50, I could go anywhere I want. Even if they check my bags and hide and weed from the cops. I was on a six, green line chick. I was on a six. Fuck with the kid, you don't fuck with the kid. And I show you my world, and y'all seen how I live. From the womb to the crib, and the crib to the school, and the school to the raid, and the raid to the games. Hazzies for the eats, Casablanca's for the meats, La Tropensa's for the bread. Went to Haji's, got a Philly cheese instead. Round the corner to Olive, cause you know I'm Mexican. Drink horchata with my peeps, hug my auntie in the street. You could find me and Jeff on the court playing ball. Football and track, and I still play them all, even though that I'm whack. Pleasant Ave, Italianos, Gotti's and the Lucianos. Rayo sitting on the corner, ever been inside? There's a guy at the table, eats fast as he cried. For $2.50, I could go anywhere I want. Even if they check my bag, I'm hiding weed from the cops. I was on a six, green line check. I was on a six. For $2.50, I could go anywhere I want. Even if they check my bags, I'm hiding weed from the cops. I was on a six, green line check. I was on a six. For $2.50, I could go anywhere I want. Even if they check my bags, I'm hiding weed from the cops. I was on a six, green line check. I was on a six.
Continuing in that mellow vein, we have a song from Chilean rapper Ana Tijoux. This new song is covering an iconic song by Chilean folk singer Victor Jara, and it was released just this month. And it's a direct response to some news that happened in June, in which a jury in Florida found a former Chilean military officer liable for the torture and murder and execution of the Chilean singer Victor Jara. And his music was a challenge to the established order and to the repression and to the government. And Ana Tiju reacted by covering one of his songs, and it's called Luchin.
Con el gato y con el perro.
Ana Tijoux with her cover of the Victor Jara song, Luchin. And we have both seen her in Mexico City where she played with her funk band from Chile. She has an amazing voice, as we just heard right now. She has an amazing singing voice. And another band that I don't mind hearing more from is on our next track. This is a band called Aparato. They're from California. Their new album is called Huastec 3000. This is a track called Aire, and it features the vocalist in the band, Cat, who I think has the best rock voice in any language. Check it out.
Ooh.
That was Aparato with the track Aire from their album Huastec 3000, again featuring the vocalist Cat. And the other musician who's co-leading the band is Alexandro Hernandez Gutierrez, who, in full disclosure, has done a show with us here on Alt Latino when we covered the history of Son Jarocho a while back. And in even fuller disclosure, I've done musical gigs with him. So he's an amazing guitarist, a lot of fun, very knowledgeable. This second album of theirs presents their vision with what I call musical clarity, which is odd to say because they're all about bending lines and ignoring boundaries, but that's what they do, the band Aparato.
I brought in something from an Ecuadorian-American artist that we love, that I love because I discovered him, you know, just he... I'm such a big David Bowie fan, and I found in this artist like a very clear David Bowie influence with a very Latin flavor. And this is the song, It's My Brown Skin. And I just think, I don't know, he's one of those artists that have maintained a beautiful musicality and also an artistic depth. Like a lot of times those two conflict, like you can't do something danceable or well-crafted with a great message. And I think, you know, El Lado Negro just gets them both right.
My skin glows in the dark, shines in the light, so cool that boots be tied.
You know, I'm such a huge fan of his for a lot of reasons, but principally because the way he manipulates sound and creates these great, great sound landscapes underneath his vocals. I mean, we've both been big fans of El Lado Negro and for different reasons, but ultimately lots of alt Latino love for him.
Hmm. You brought someone who is one of the artists that you first featured on the show when we first started, like a really long time ago.
Over 6 years. June was 6 years for us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Luisa Maita is a vocalist from Brazil. And she has a great new record out called Floda Memoria. And I put it at the end and put it after El Lado Negro because the album has sonic textures on each track that blew me away. Again, great vocals, and like there's some Brazilian rhythms, there's a little bit of hip-hop, there's all these different things. It creates a whole new language, like some of the other bands that we've played, bands that defy genres, bands that defy description, music that can fit anywhere. This song fits at the end of the show perfectly. This is called Folia, and this is Luisa Maica.
Você nunca ouviu essa triste melodia que ainda alegra esse quintal. Rezo para que um dia você tropece nesse samba e mereça essa folia. Para que ignorar você é dessa quebrada. A mais quente do planeta. Se tu não nasceste errado, vai tremer a tua alma quando entrar a bateria.
I hate to talk over this beautiful track, so let's do this very quickly. We want to remind you that you can hear all the tracks that we heard today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.
Okay, let's go back to this great track.
Se você nunca ouviu essa triste melodia que ainda alegra esse quintal. Rezo para que um dia cê tropece nesse samba e mereça essa folia. Para que ignorar você é dessa quebrada, a mais quente do planeta. Se cê não nasceu errado, vai tremer a